Okay. Welcome back, everybody. To stop of a comma, first I want to mention again, as every year, that the Ikar HaTzlacha is totally in being consistent, being here every day, day after day. I try to be here every day, and I expect the same from everybody. Now, Bava Kama is much different than Bava Metziah in the sense that it's a mitzvah to itself. The halachas of Niske Mamin, the halachas of Mazikin. And it's a mitzvah which I think, hopefully, over the year, we'll be able to have a hatzlacha in the kind of the ideas in all the klolei hamazikin. However, because Bava Kama deals with all the mazikin, it's sort of six different mitzayos. The Mishnah starts arbav is mazikin. You should know that they're really not arbav is mazikin. There are six mazikin. The shor, regel, and karen by an animal, adam, and Eshin Var. So actually there are six mazikin. The Gemara will have a machlaikis how it fits into arbav is mazikin. One mandiyama says that all three are included in shor, shein, regel, and karen, so then you have six. And the other mandiyama will see in the Gemara given on the days, as to how you come to a cheshvan of arbav is mazikin. But be that as it may, each of the Avos Nezikin has its own klolim, its own rules, and it's sort of six or five different sets of rules that you have to be kind of. At the very outset, you should know that each of the Mazikim has one exception that's a Ptur, which needs a hesber. As we're going to learn through the parak, we're going to have a hesber. Bar is pater on kalim. Sharviyah v'layadam chamar v'lay kalim. It's pater on the killing of people or on the hezek of kalim. Eish is pater on tamun. Karen has a kula that pays chati nezek. And Shein Regel have a kula that they're pater b'shus harabim. Every one of them has a kula, a case in which they're patur. All of these mazikin, except for Adam, has a kula, and we'll have to see. Pashtus, the gzeres hakasus. Nobody has ever told me a svara why bar should be patur on kalim. As a matter of fact, most people learn the Gemaras and don't even realize what it means. It means that if you dig a hole in the middle of the street, and somebody's kalim, somebody's car gets ruined in the hole, you're patur. Baris Patan Kalim, there's no svara for it, it's Gzeres HaKasav. And the same thing is true with Tamun Ba'esh. And Yitz Hashem will see in the Rosh about Shein V'Regel, about Rishu Sarabim, Yitz Hashem will get to that, whether that's a svara or Gzeres HaKasav. One other Nakuda that you just have to remember throughout is that the Arbav is Nezikin, except for Adam, you only chayiv to pay nezek for a hezek that's done with any of these avos nezikin. Adam ha-mazik, if a man is mazik, so he has to pay nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, baishas, to the nizik. It's not true by all the other mazikin. All the other mazikin have another kula that you don't pay, you only pay nezek. Someone digs a bar and a human being falls in and gets injured. The chiyuv tashlumin is only nezek. Ripo, you don't have to pay his doctor bills. And, bar is potter only on killing people. It's chayiv on injuring people. And it's potter on kalim, it's potter legamri. So bar is chayiv on being mazik of a human being. It's only, when we say shor v'loy adam, Gemara says in Haminiyach that's only a ptur on Nisas Adam. And like Kalim, by Kalim we say Shvi Rasan, Zui Nisasan. And Kalim is a total ptur by Bar. When an Adam gets injured, in a bar or in an eish or through shahr, there's no chiyuv to pay repoy, his doctor bills. Most people assume that you're chayiv, you have to pay doctor bills, not emes. The gedarim of all the mazikim are gezeres hakosis. It's all gebayt on gezeres hakosis. And the idea that most people come into a mesechta like Bava Kamma, that the things have to do with the seichel, what's logical, what seems to be fair, it's not emes. It's gebayt on svaris, but the svaris are all based on gezeres hakosis. And mimela, the everything is telling the gezeres hakosis, and mimela there are these kulis which people seem to be unaware of, and but afal pike there's no machlekes these kulis that boris patan kalim is patan kalim, and that there's no chiyuv atzari for shabbos and baishas only by adam and mazik. It's also true. So these are all things that we're going to have to come away with in a as clear an eye as we can over the year to try to see how it works. One of the questions which we're going to deal with, hopefully we'll get a clarkite. In all of these peturim, the petur baris pater on kalim and tomul is eishes pater on tomul and etc. Is there a chiyuv to pay Motzei Sidei Shemayim or not? When we say it's potter, bar, let's say, if you would have a case, someone digs a bar in the middle of the street, and the lach is that's Purim or something, he digs a big bar in the middle of the street, and a car comes riding down, they stand by the side, and they're giggling, and the car goes, and it gets smashed into the car, into the bar, and it gets ruined, and the person comes out, and they're potter. Patar and Kalim, Boris Patar and Kalim. The question is there a chi of Lotte Sidei Shemayim to pay? Or is there a kasa on Patar? I'm Patar, finished. Or Toman on Eish, someone closes someone's house to be burnt down. And is something hidden there? It's not normal to be hidden there. This is Patar, Eish is Patar on Toman, not something that's hidden. Does that mean that it's potter that Bezin can be mechayiv you? Or means that even klapi shmaya galia, you're potter? What's the pshat in the p'tor? I think most people find it hard to understand that you should be potter even klapi shmaya galia, no? You dig a bar in the street. What do you say? You dig a bar in the street and somebody drives his car in and he gets smashed up. Should be part of Bedina Shemayim too. Most people, the hergish is that you should be chayiv. And it's a shame. I'd like to see if we'll have any rayas one way or the other, if they are chiyuvim, or for that matter, for ripoy, shevet, for all these things, whether there's a chiyuv latzis sidei shemayim. I don't know that we're going to come away with a klarkite. I know when we learned to Masechta 7 years ago, we did not come away with a klara raya one way or the other, and we'll see if it'll get any better this time around. But this shaila, what the chayv to pay lati sidei shemayim, is going to be a shaila I think that's going to come up a number of times during the masechta. Okay, let's start with Reb Shimon's chakira here. It's a chakira which is in a number of achrayim. It's in the first Reb Shimon, and the first Reb Shmuel, and the first Reb Naftali, and Evan Ozel. Many of the Achrayim declare a chakira, an understanding of the chi of Tashlumin for a mazik. When you chay to pay for mamon mazik, for your animal, or your fire, or your bar, that's mazik. What is the explanation, the understanding of why a person is chayiv to pay for mamon hamazik? And Rav Shimon says that you can understand it two ways. You can understand that the chiyuv is, the Torah is mechadish, that if your mamon is mazik, you have to pay. Just like if an Adam is Mazik, if a person himself is Mazik, he has to pay. The Teretz Chiddush is that if your mamon is Mazik, you have to pay. Why? Because you're responsible if your mamon is Mazik. If something you own is Mazik, you have to pay. What about bar? Is bar yours? So the Gemara has an expression that shnei devarim einam b'shusa shel adam basan akasav kilu heim b'shusa and bar b'shusa rabim. So pshat is that bar, it's also mamayna. It's a kasav, that bar has a din of mamayna. So you have to pay if your shor is mazik, you have to pay if your esh is mazik, and your bar, even though your bar is not really Mamaynai, you have to pay if your bar is mazik. Because asana kasa tilay mishusa. That's one havana, one mahalach to understand why you pay for a mazik. And the second mahalach is that if you own something, you have chiyuv eshmira. You have to watch the thing that you own. You have a chiyuv to be shaymer. The thing that you own. If you're negligent in the shmira, if you don't do a shmira karoi, so you pay. Why? Because you did something wrong. You failed in your chiyuv shmira. Because the adam did something wrong. The person who has a chiyuv to watch his animals, who has a chiyuv to watch his bar, who has a chiyuv to watch his eish, he has an obligation of shmira. And the Chiddush HaTorah is that if you fail in your Chiyuv Shmira, if you are unsuccessful in your Chiyuv Shmira, then you have to pay. Why? Because you failed to be shomer the thing that's in your charge. So what happens if you borrow an animal? So then the question is, according to which side? According to the first side. If you borrow an animal, why would you be chayiv to pay? So the pshat is, the Gemara learns it out of a pasuk, that the shomer gets the chiyuv eshmir. So dvaita, it becomes mamaynai. For the time that you borrow it, or even if you watch it, if you're a shomer, the shomer becomes the bayrim. It's as if it's mamaynai. Otherwise, why do I need a pasuk? I think we're going to see there are cases that you look sicha going to need a pasuk when the shomer when it's given over to a shomer. So hopefully we'll see. Nothing happening. We'll have to see why. But the fact that a shomer gets a hold of it, that right away, Rav Shimon and Rav Shmuel both talk about. The truth is, you can ask stronger. A ganiv who steals something is also chayiv. A ganiv steals an animal is also chayiv. If it's magic, that's mashma, very much like the second fact. Because a ganav, it's not mamayna, it's not his. It's not his, it wasn't given to him, he took it. So a ganav takes something, he takes an animal, and the animal is magic, he's chayiv shmirasa, he's chayiv behezid, if it's magic, the fact that a ganav takes it, he has to, it's very much mashma, like the second fact. That's out Chiyuv Shmira. A ganav who steals something, of course, he's responsible to watch it. So if you hold out Chiyuv Shmira, it's very easy to understand that a ganav becomes chayiv of its mazik. On the first side, that it's out Mamaynai, it's very hard to understand the why a ganav should be chayiv.
They say it's your mamaynai, that like your mamaynai damages, your mamaynai damages, like you damage.
Not like you damage, because when her adam damages, he's chayiv nezek tzari b'shevus and b'shevus. When mamaynai is mazik, it's a new parsha in the Torah. The Torah is mechadish that if your mamon is mazik, you have to pay because your mamon was mazik, not because something you did wrong, because something your mamon did. That's the mishmas. Now, you always have to ask yourself which is the more pashut the tzad before we go to the rayas. Which is the more pashut mahalach? The more pashut you should be chayiv. The Torah is mechadish from the mina is chayiv. No, the Torah said that if Yeshar Kikach Sharish, that if Yeshar is the Nageach Yechai. The question is, how should we understand Kavanas HaTorah? So, it's more pashit to understand which Mahalach. Let's see this out from my night.
Why? It's your thing.
It's my responsibility to.
It's your thing.
Yeah, so why should I be chayiv if my chayiv does damage? Is it automatic that in Svara I have to pay because my chayiv does damage?
Like a kid,
so
a child does
damage.
What's
the deal if your child
does damage?
That's the thing, it's Svara. Okay. It's more mistavish should be chayiv on my mind. Okay, I don't know, it could be. Why? She's my mom anyway. Anybody who's chayim, but it goes in its mouth. Yeah, the lashon hamishnah is very much mashma. Mishnah says shmiras alecha. Is mashma benam muchruch? It's a tarashava, but the lashon asur of Steinman in the it's a yalas hashachar. He says the vader. He says chokru achrayim. He says vader the pashtus hamishna shmiras alecha is that it's al shmira. And it's even more mashma that way in the Mishnah Daf Tes. The Mishnah Daf Tes says kol shechafti b'shmirasai. Ichsharti as nisgar. Lashna Mishnah is mashma. Kol shechafti b'shmirasai. Whatever I'm chayiv to be shomer. Ichsharti as nisgar. Ichsharti, Rashi says, means his manti. If I'm chayiv to watch something, I prepare the tezek. Pashtus of the Mishnah. I'm not saying Pashtus of the Svara. Both this Mishnah, Mishnah Daf Tes, is the tzad of chayiv shmira. To understand how. If you learn differently, how we're going to deal with the Lashon HaMishnah, okay, be ways to deal with it. But the Pashtus HaMishnayis is Chiyu Shmira. The Pashtus HaTorah, the Torah says, V'lo Yishmira Enu Ba'alav. The Torah's Lashon is Mashmira that has something to do with Shmira.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it a Pella? You're right. I want to get to that. But generally, if your Torah says a chiddush, I would understand. You always try to understand the smallest chiddush. Now, that Adam is chayif what he does, I understand. That's a smaller chiddush. You chayif what your mamon does, it's a bigger chiddush. If we go with the first mahalos, that it's not mamonai, it's a big chiddush. That you chayif if your mamon does has it. If you go to the second mahalach, it's a little more mistaber. The second mahalach, it's the person who's still being responsible. The second mahalach is that the Adam failed. The Adam has a chiyuv shmira to be shayna. And it's a failure in the Adam. It's a failure in the person. Which to me would be the more simple mahalach. As long as you peg the responsibility on the Adam, it's smaller chiddush. It's more, it's a mistaber that a person is chayiv for the things he's responsible for. Ech Sheyia, Reb Shimon goes with the first mahalach. Reb Shimon holds that a person is chayiv on Shar, Bar, and Eish because it's of Mamayne Hamazik. And he talks about it. If you look into Rav Shimon, he really has only one raya to the Indian. And the raya is the following shayla. Now listen to the shayla. A person has a shar, and he sees that a shar is going out into the street or into someone else's property, and it's about to be mazik. So he was peshe'a b'shmira. He didn't do it with shmira. He looked away, he ignored the shahr, and the shahr is now about to be mazik. So he thinks quickly, And before the shor is mazik, he says, I'm after the shor. The shor should be hefted. What's the din now? Does he have to pay when the shor is mazik? Zakhir of Shimon. It's totally into two mahalchim. The reason you have to pay is because Mamainai Hamazik is not Mamainai. He was mafkarit. If the reason you have to pay is because you are Peshav Bishmirasai, then you are Peshav Bishmirasai. Lamaisa, the shah was locked, the shah was under your care, and you failed to be Shah the shah properly. And because you failed to be proper Shmira in the shah was Mazik. Zokto Shimon. This case is totally in the two ways to learn. If you learn that the chiyuv is mamayne amazik, if you quickly you say hefker before it's mazik, you're potter. If you learn that the chiyuv is because you failed in the shmira, then here you also failed in the shmira. You the same thing?
You made it hefker.
What?
You made it
hefker, but the reason it was mazik was because you failed in the shmira when it was yours. Now, if you make it hefker and it happens the next day, everyone says you're chatur. Question is, here the hezek came because of your failure in shmirah. Reb Shimon brings a raya from a gemara in Yigimel on the days. It would be kedai to try to work out the raya, but it's just that it's late. We'll try to see if it's mukhrach, but he brings a raya from Yigimel on the days that you're chatur. And based on that, tremendous chiddush that you're chatur. Your shor is about to be mazik, you master it, and you're chatur. It's a pella, you tell it to somebody. It's a plea. So Reb Shimon must be that the Torah was only mechayiv if you have mamonai hizik. If it's your mamon, that was mazik. In a case where it was not your mamon that was mazik, you're not chayiv. And you're mafker it, you're off the hook. You got it, it's a loophole. But you got off the hook. It's not your mamon that was mazik. You're peshay and the shmirim. But it's not your mamon that was mazik, you're potter. And so Reb Shimon, that's the ikur. The ikur is the chiyuv atzmo mamayne hamazik. That's Reb Shimon's
mahalach.
From? Why? Can't be mamzer. But there, it's a grada, I think from Bar, it would be a raya. Because the Gemara uses the words, asana kosav kilu heim b'shusa. That the Torah made it like it's yours. If you learn the second way, why does it say asana kosav kilu heim b'shusa? Because you dug a barn, you have to watch it. The asana kosakimu hem b'shusay sounds like it can be mafkrit because the Torah said against your will, it's yours. Like parchuk, it's yours. It's chametz on Pesach, it can't be mafkrit either. That's the shnei devarim hem b'shusay. The asana kosakimu hem b'shusay. Or b'shusay rabin in chametz on Pesach. So it sounds so shinin nemzon that it's a chiv is atma mayna. Now, we're going to get to more nafkaminas between the two ways. The Reb Shimon at first, to me, was a tremendous chiddush. But now I see, at least in two Rishayim, that there's a mocking for this whole thing. First of all, if you look at the Rush on the Mishnah, the Rush brings the Mishnah word for word. I don't think he adds anything except one word. The Rush adds the word umamayna. When it says at the end of the Mishnah, Hatzad Hashava Shebehem, Shedarkan Lahazik, Ushmirasan Alecha, he says umamayna. And at the bottom they say he had this girsa in the Mishnah, umamayna. Why is it important to add umamayna? Well, what does umamayna add to the Mishnah? Umamayna with Lachayra adds that the Mishnah is saying the Mahalach that Reb Shimon is saying. That it's Mamaynai. It's true, it's Shmirasei Alecha. But the Chiyuv is Mesibas it being Mamaynai. It sounds from the fact that the Rosh has been used, so it sounds very much like Reb Shimon is saying that it's Atz Mamaynai. Second marker in the Rishayim is I just opened up the Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamin. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Where the Rambam starts with the idea that you have to pay if your mamon is mazik. The Rambam's Lashon is Mamish Reb Shimon. His Lashon is, Kol Nefesh Chaya, any living creature, Shibishusa Shalad Shehizika. Any animal that you have that's mazik, habaylim chayavim l'shalei, the baylim have to pay, sheharei mamaynam hizik, because his mama was mazik, shenemar ki gashari shesharei. The lashon Rambam is sheharei mamaynam hizik. It seems the Rambam holds this mahalach that it's because the mama is mazik. So a pella, I took out the Shulchan Aruch, also in the beginning of the Halachas of Niskei Mamin, I think it was, Shin Pei Tes Sif Aleph. In Shin Pei Tes Sif Aleph, it's Mabel Arayim. I don't know why nobody brings this. All these, they all talk about this. I don't see anybody should bring it. The Mechaber brings the Rambam's Lashon word for word, except he skips three words. The Mechaber, the derech of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is to write the Rambam's Lashon. He writes, Kol nefesh chaya shibishusa shalodim sheizika habaylim chayavim, and he skips the words sheharei mamaynam hizik. He jumps to shenemar kigav sharish. He skips the words sheharei mamaynam hizik. Ki'ilu, the Mechaber is saying, I'm not masking to the siddish. I'm not masking that it's also mamaynam hizik. If this diuk is correct, it sounds like it's a machlokes rishayim. The Rambam's lashon shari mamaynam hizik is very much mashma like the Reb Shimon tzad, first tzad mamaynam hizik. The Shulchan Aruch, we'll have to see if it's consistent, but the Shulchan Aruch, by leaving out the word shari mamaynam hizik, is mashma faker and more. The Lashon HaTor in Shin Pei Tes is the following Lashon. The Torah, first the Torah writes in the previous siman that Odom HaMazik is Chayit. It's not one siman, it's 11 simanim. From Shin Ayin Ches to Shin Pei Ches are all the dinim of Odom HaMazik. In Shin Pei Tes, the Torah starts with the following words. You have to be mizbanin in the words to see if it stims, but listen to the words he says. He says, shame, just like an Adam is not allowed to be mazik, and if he's mazik, he's chayiv to pay. To my Cain, the same thing, if your mammon is mazik, a person has to watch his mammon, and if your mammon is mazik, you also have to pay. Says Kishem, the Adam is mazik has to pay. The same thing, you have to watch your mammon. If you don't watch your mammon, then you have to pay. The Torah is very much mashma like the second sad of the Reb Shimon, and this already is a diyuk that they do bring. The Lashon HaTor, I believe, Reb Shmuel brings it. I think the Steitel later and brings it in some days. That the Lashon HaTor is mashma the second way of that you're saying, just like Adam, just like Yechayiv, if you're mazik, k'may kein, if you're not shomer your animal and it's mazik, it sounds like it's a kishen. Just like if you do a hezek directly, so too if you do a hezek indirectly by not being shomer your animal. It doesn't sound like it's two separate parshas, Adam mazik and Mamad mazik. It sounds like it's related. That just like if a person is mazik, the adayim is chayiv. So too, if you're mazik by not watching your animal, you're also chayiv. It sounds very much like the second side of the Reb Shimon, which, if what we're saying holds, will hold true, and we'll have to see in Yitz Hashem. The Rambam Shita is going to be that, like the first side, the way Reb Shimon holds his emes, that's mamonei mazik. And the Shita of the Torah, and probably the Shulchan Aruch, will be like the second Sad, that it's out Chsar and Shmirah. Now, we have to see if this holds true. Tomorrow in Yitz Hashem, I'll speak out a few of the cases where it stims. Where what I'm saying, there are a few cases in Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, where what I'm saying stims, where it fits very nicely. in the Kuntres Sheurim, Rav Gustin Sefer, Kuntres Sheurim Bava Kama, it's a Gevaldige Sefer. It's kedai to get it because the yeshiva usually only has one or two copies. He goes with this Mahalach, that it's a Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Tur, he calls it. He doesn't have to be here for the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam holds of Mumayne Amazik, and the Tur holds out the lack of Shmira. And we're going to try to go with that Mahalach, not just on Daf Beis and Aleph, but throughout the Perek. It's going to come up numerous times. However, I do have a problem with one Rambam that doesn't seem to shtim. And I'll just give you the Maromokim for now. We're going to get to it, so I guess we'll come back to it tomorrow. It's in Hilchus Geneva, Perek Aleph Halachates. But the Shaila, if your Eved is Mazik, what's the din? And we have Shar and Bar and Eish. Right? Shar is Shen Rego and Karen, and Bar and Eish. What about Eved? What does it be Eved is Mazik? What's the din? Are you chayv to pay if your Eved is Mazik or not? All the Rishayim, except the Rambam, learn that Minat Torah, you chayv to pay. But the Gemara says later that if that's going to happen, every time Yevet gets angry at you, he's going to go out and he'll burn down someone's garbage and you're going to have to pay. So the Rabbanan said, if Yevet is Mazik, you don't have to pay. That's the way most Rishayim learned. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph Halachetes, the Pash Pshat in the Rambam, he holds that Min HaTorah you're potter. If Yevet is Mazik, you're potter Min HaTorah. And I'm a little stuck, at least for now, in how to explain the Rambam if you learn that the Rambam holds the Chiv is Af Mamayna Yamazik. How to learn the Rambam. Doesn't seem to fit well. As a matter of fact, it seems to fit Mamish Vakert. So hopefully, we're going to come back to this tomorrow. We'll see. We're going to try to see. The job for tomorrow is to come up with as many nafkaminis as we can between the two tzadim. The way you mavar if something is emes is if you come up with nafkaminis between the two ways, and then you try to find that nafkamina in Shulchan Aruch or in Rambam, and see if those nafkaminis hold true. So the avodah for tomorrow is to try to come up with the nafkaminis between the two ways, and to try to see if it stems in Shitas Rambam, it seems to Shitas Shulchan Aruch. But this prat, if we can come up with a good yishuv, would be very helpful.